I think we'd have to say that we're dismayed. I've characterized it as that black swan event that one could never have projected. And trying to match up what's happened over the last few days with the people we know from the Wassendorf family and the PFG group, none of that seems to match up for us right now.
So part of what you have to do as well is to step back and put your emotions aside at the same time and look at the economic impact. We're looking at a business, not only the brokerage firm, but also a business in downtown Cedar Falls, a possible potential business that had been talked about in Waterloo, and many other things as well.
Yes, it was a multifaceted business, and we really enjoyed that enthusiasm to find new businesses, open new businesses, and when they did, they were in the Cedar Valley, and that was important to us. So, we were looking at the PFG Best operation, the My Verona operations in multiple locations, Trader's Press and Wassendorf and Associates Publishers. So now we're trying to assess what that impact is really going to be. When they located here a few years ago, the university helped us determine that there would be about $125 million a year in economic impact to the Cedar Valley for having just the brokerage business here, based on the number of employees and the kind of revenue and payroll that they had projected. So I think it's important that we understand that that's a big number. That's a dent, but it's a dent in a very strong economy that is vital and very different from times gone by when some major operations closed and left hundreds, if not thousands, of people out of work in a very down economy.
And because it's so new and has happened so recently, I'm sure you've had conversations with your colleagues about what happens next. So in the short term, what happens now?
Well, we see, the PFG has filed for bankruptcy, we understand, this morning. And so their plan is for liquidation. So we see a great deal of value in the talent pool that they've assembled in our community, a great deal of value in that software platform that made them as successful as they were globally with Traders and with the other business units, the restaurants and the publishing house. So what we're going to be doing is putting information about the Cedar Valley in front of those people who are logical potential buyers. So I am optimistic that those PFG employees are going to find employment opportunities in the Cedar Valley over a relatively short period of time. People here are hungry for those skills.